What would Dan Cook do?
Marry a child?
He's literally being called a groomer and a pedophile for marrying his adult wife.
Oh, really? Where's Dan Cook and the chick, though? It's like, where's Waldo of pedophilia? He's hilarious. I fucking move on 17. You had a friend that come back after being dosed?
Yeah.
What happened?
We turned out schizophrenic.
What was the dose?
Well, he started smoking marijuana.
Uh-huh.
This gentleman.
Loser.
Nice gentleman. Yeah, what a loser. But he started smoking weed. And what? People smoke weed are losers.
Yeah, dude. Drug addicts and alcoholics.
These fucking losers out here, dude.
It's called self-control.
Yeah, and then he jumped over to the methamphetamines, dude.
So he wasn't dosed. He was
many great men.
No, he wasn't dosed, but
addicted to methamphetamine, dude. Many great men.
He wasn't dosed, but he did it to him. Like, that's what happened to him.
It's like, I heard a Disney on Ice. You heard my uncle.
Always was on Disney on Ice. Uncle's on Ice, dude. Yeah, he's just schizophrenic now and just got to deal with voices in his head.
Speaking of schizophrenics, dude.
What's up, CJ?
Joe Biden, dude.
Oh, Joe B?
He's at it again.
You think so? Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he's, you know, giving a nice reward or a ceremony to the old LL Cool J. You know, I don't know why. I'm not really sure.
Him and LL are cool.
We'll see.
If you're not down with LL Cool J and you ain't black.
You ain't cool, dog.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America.
Hip-hop.
LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's...
That boy?
That boy.
What's with him in thighs? Thighs and legs.
Legs. Hairy legs.
Shout out Cool LJ. Cool J.
Shout out Cool LLJQ.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, Joe Biden?
That's what CJ is going to be saying after his schizophrenic break.
He's
like, who do you think you are?
Cool. Yeah, dude.
Who do you think I am?
How do you not cry?
I cry every day, everybody, because
this is the world we live in.
Hi, my name is Nick, and... I'm glad to be here. I've been going on a rabbit hole of just how poisonous all of our food is. And Chick-fil-A? I thought it was a safe place.
Don't tell me that.
Turns out there's over 50 man-made chemicals in their chicken, folks.
Fuck.
We're attacking Chick-fil-A right off the bat. So,
Chick-fil-A, shame on you. Popeye's actually has less chemicals in it.
Really? Yeah.
That's literally what people...
But there's more blacks there.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's cheaper. Am I right?
And I'm
Truth be told, I'm not a very big fan of the black people.
You can't introduce me with that, dude.
That's your drop.
That was on the Pedro button, dude.
What's up, folks? I'm Pedro, and I am happy to be here. I just had an amazing weekend with my friends and my family.
Ooh.
I'm super grateful for that, dude. Wait, I really
had a dig at CJ because he wasn't there.
Oh no, that wasn't a dig at all, dude. I would have loved for CJ to come.
I would have loved to have been there.
And to my right.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes all the gosh dang time, dude.
Nice.
Nice.
Heck yeah, dude.
Racial humor or you keep it?
All the
keep
kinds it light, of dude. Humor, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keep it light and white.
I keep it light-skinned, dude.
Masturbation?
Every time. But right before.
Right before, yeah.
You make the jokes?
Yeah.
I make the jokes in between sessions.
That's why you look so sleepy.
Well, what he does is he masturbates to make sure it's kind of like post nut clarity. He's like, if I feel good about this tweet after I come, then I'll post it. That's what
it's the schizophrenia.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, this joke is funny now. Let me reconfigure my brain.
Yeah, post 9/11 clarity. That's cool.
I like that.
We all had it.
Yeah, what really woke me up.
Woke a lot of us up.
Like, for example, how about this one? How do you milk an almond?
How do you milk an almond?
Electrically stimulate its prostate. Duh. Stupid ass question is that?
Yeah, let's...
He posted that one
follow
before
him.
He masturbated.
Go follow him,
see?
Yeah, he wouldn't have released that one if he masturbated before.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why you got to do it.
Yeah, dude. After you masturbate,
Everything changes.
That's when everything changes, and you're like, oh, you have that post 9/11 clarity, and you're like, I hooked up with this kinky gal this weekend, fellas. Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this news item, dude? No.
I hooked up with a real kinky gal this week, man. She used all kinds of like belts and straps, and it was a back brace. She had scoliosis. Real kinky gal, though. Yes. Kinkier than a garden hose, this gal.
Oh.
But just like a garden hose, if you step on her, she squirts a little.
Nice.
All right, I'll tell you. Right,
back to the comedy podcast.
Oh, I like that. Hey, I like that Rodney Dangerfield, I tell you.
Oh, I thought that was going to be his new thing. I was like, you should take it.
That's
and
one of the
do it without a tie. He's like, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm just
need.
Adjusting my shirt collar. I do need a catchphrase.
What would Dane Cook do? He'd have a catchphrase all over.
Marry a child? I don't know, dude.
I need to figure a catchphrase out. Like, Wu-Tang!
Yeah, Wu-Tang Forever. That'd be sick.
Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a good album.
Thank you.
Album?
All right, back
to... You trying to tell me Wu-Tang is taken already? I thought I just made that up right now. Back to you guys.
Back to you. All right,
let's go back to the kinks, because I know we both stumbled across something on the interwebs about these, you know, it's a place where before they get married, there's something that the bride's sisters have to do to the groom.
Yeah.
As a test.
And you have to get to marriage first, right? Like last weekend, that gal I was with, that kinky gal, she wanted me to pour hot candle wax on her naked body.
Whoa.
We don't do this. She kept asking me to pour hot candle wax on her naked body until I pulled out my menorah. Now she won't answer my texts.
Too many candles.
Yeah. I guess so. Or she might be pro-Palestine or something.
I don't blame her.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Oh, no. These are my jokes and not the notes for the show.
Outstanding. We're doing great.
Hang tight, everybody.
Our producer.
Hang tight like this this bride's sister is doing over this man's
hang
face.
Hang tight like check this Robin out, Wilson, man. Dude.
This chick's hanging tight over this fella.
What is going on?
So they have to test him to see if he gets an erection, he can't
marry the daughter?
Yeah.
Is that the mom on his face?
That's the sisters.
That's the sisters of the bride.
Sisters, that's the nice way to say.
The sisters.
Queens? These queens, dude?
Queens from New York.
Is this in New York? This is happening in New York.
This is the Bronx. The thing that she's doing with her ass right now, dude, I don't know.
I could not.
I don't know if I could get married right now.
You're like, look, I do want to marry you, just not right now. I'd have a go with your sisters first, dude. These queens, dude. That's wild.
Would you
dude.
Be married right now?
It's scientifically impossible not to get stimulated by that and get an erection.
I have a counterpoint.
No, it's dude. How are you not?
You don't like any sisters.
Truth be told, I'm not a very big fan of the black people.
Whoa!
But
¿quién crees que eres?
No, but it's. How are you not, dude? Just light
I'll
rubbing
tell you
gets
how.
Me. Just light rubbing gets me going, dude.
What do you think it smells like under that skirt there?
Oh, amazing.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Speaking of Popeyes. Popeyes. Is that too far? The grease trap?
I don't think so.
The grease trap. Stinky, dude.
Yeah, they are stinky.
You are what you eat.
But they do smell nice, though. Like, there's a funk
grease
to
trap?
It. Yeah,
no.
There's a funk to it.
Or sister's pussy.
It attracts you, though. You know what I'm saying, dude?
It brings you in the pheromones.
Yeah, the pheromones of the grease trap.
I prefer mine. Never mind.
I would not be married.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would get an erection. Dude, light rubbing gets me going, dude.
Yeah.
You think if
I'm still sharp, you know what I'm saying, dude?
I mean, that lady's of considerable size, and they're in a place where it looks like they don't have bathrooms.
It's a wedding reception, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you talking about? It looks like anybody's backyard barbecue, dude.
I think she's doing him a favor. I'll tell you, that's my position on this whole thing. You put that big stinky flap right up in this.
You don't know it smells, first of all.
Yeah, come on. You're assuming now.
You know it smells.
You do see the kids from Ethiopia with the flies all around them. That's what her vagina's like.
Yeah. Her vagina's got a distended belly, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
You guys are terrible, dude. Like talking about that character, third world people like that.
The Peanuts, you know, like the stinky guy with all the, like, the stench, just like.
Yeah, dude. For only the cost of a you cup of Charlie coffee Brown, a day, dude?
You can shave her pussy.
Yeah, you can have a you can hang a picture of her pussy on your refrigerator.
She looks like that. Somebody that.
Well, it's dreaded for sure.
Somebody, yeah, dude.
Somebody that doesn't.
It's called the dreadlock pasta.
Yeah, she's got Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean pussy, dude. Things got beads on it, sweat beads.
You open it up, it's like one love.
Even drunk Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp wouldn't touch that, dude.
Nope. I mean, he didn't touch Amber Heard, so.
They touch, for sure.
Do you think so?
Of course.
I don't know. Jury's still out on that one.
All right. It's not, actually. He won. But yeah,
yeah, he won in the fact that he didn't touch her.
So you think you could last that, CJ? That's what you're saying. You wouldn't get hard from that?
I wouldn't get hard.
Really?
Well, you got intimacy issues, dude.
But if that woman wasn't there... Or if the roles were reversed, even.
So if you were doing that to her?
Yeah, dude.
Trying to get her art. Teabagging her, dude?
Yeah, dude.
If I was trying to get her pussy wet, dude.
I'm trying to get this blood to your clitoris.
You going to marry my brother?
Yeah,
you going to marry my brother?
Yeah, imagine that the roles are reversed, dude. And, like, that's your wife. And you're like, you have to lie down while my brothers rub their dicks all over your face and pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
here in America, we just play it out in real life, dude. They actually, like...
You had sex with...
No, I'm not saying...
Breaking news!
What? This is a WDU2R exclusive, dude.
Would you bring me down here to make me come, dude?
Holy snaps,
that's
dude.
Crazy, though. It's crazy to have your family around watching.
Yeah,
that
here in America, they hold it in, and then they fuck her later once they're married and ruin a whole family, dude.
Hell yeah, when are you going to do that?
Never. I'm not that type of man, dude.
I respect that.
Where, how, is this like something legitimately that they do?
No, in it's this just culture? Somebody made up this video, dude. Yeah. Totally.
In this culture, I'm saying, dude.
What do you mean?
In this culture. Are you trying to say the N-word?
Can I get a pass? Can I get a pass just for this once?
No, definitely dude. Not, dude. There's nobody.
You know how there's like rite of passages? This is like a rite of passage to marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
This culture needs to do that, too. That's crazy, dude. And then the sister later on is probably like, hey, remember when I was all over your husband?
True.
You know, like, that's so fucked up.
The way that she's moving her cheeks, though, that's not fair.
Dude, she twerking.
Yeah, she twerking.
She a baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she was benching.
She a baddie with a fatty, dude.
Luckily, if it was, I was going to get married, they'd just crush me. They wouldn't be able to do that shit with their ass, you know what I mean?
Damn, dude. Okay.
Nick's hot today, dude.
Yeah.
He's hot. What happened, dude?
I'm just saying they're not
sisters. You got into a traffic incident with a cyclist? What's going on?
I'm just throwing my in-laws under a fucking trash shredder, dude.
Oh, I'm just saying they're not sisters. They're going to be twerking their ass like that, dude. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I respect it.
I respect it, too.
I respect the culture.
I want to be part of that culture.
Yeah.
I want to try it out.
Try it out, dude.
See if I can get married.
You people are sick.
Yeah.
We knew that. Damn. We knew that going into this thing, dude.
We did know that. That sucks.
That's crazy. The grease traps of Namibia.
Is that a disease?
Can you take medicine for it?
That's where that has happened. That's where those grease traps
where is it at? Dude.
Namibia.
First of all, don't refer to people like
is
grease
that her,
traps.
That's dude. Her name, Namibia?
Namibia.
Namibia. She's the one who does it all to all the weddings. She just tries to get the guy's dick hard.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, he's hard.
She's a wedding crasher, dude. That's what she is. Oh. Namibia.
That's what they do in Namibia.
Yeah. They're like, does anybody reject this marriage? And Sarah's like, yes. And she's like,
damn.
Yeah, dude.
That would be hot.
Yeah. If there was trap music queued up for her and stuff, that would be dope as fuck.
It would be sick, dude. They got Popeye's buffet so you can eat some food while you're watching it happen.
Popeye's is pretty damn good, though, dude.
I never had it. Won't step a foot into Popeye's.
Or a Chick-fil-A, now we know.
That's disappointing.
A lot of things in life are just... Life is disappointing. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
We're little peaks and valleys, dude.
One love.
One love, dude. What if I don't wanna...
One fart.
All right, so did he get married? Do we have like
Pedro
the post?
Has a boner.
Yeah.
Do we have the post stories? Like, does
I'm going to guess that he didn't make
does
it.
Does he marry this bitch? He's also wearing sweatpants, dude, which is like, how do you crazy. Not get hard with sweatpants?
That's Atlanta strip club, dude.
My sweatpants can just rub me, dude, and I'll get hard because of my sweatpants.
Are you very sexual need? Like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine, dude. I'm doing great. You're talking about just, I'm doing good, dude.
Special needs.
I am fine. I'm fine. I'm doing wonderful right now. Thank you for asking.
Pedro has special needs. I like that.
Can you just be sexually special needs?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Everything else is normal, but you're sexually retarded?
Oh, yeah.
You fuck like a wrestler? Is that what you're saying?
That might not be a bad thing.
Dude.
It's not very affectionate,
though. Are you
kidding me? But I feel like CJ would like to have sex with a wrestler because he's into violent sex.
True. He likes to get
into that Danny Masterson kind of
stuff. I've also been wrestling with my sexuality for years.
True.
I'm a master. I have over 10,000 hours.
Master wrestler. You're a legend in wrestling.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. This has been really cool.
That's been cool.
Are we done?
Is that time? 17 minutes. All right.
All right, folks.
I have a question.
Okay.
Can you be gay, legitimately gay?
Yes.
Can you claim that you're gay if you were born blind?
Yes.
You don't need to see to be gay, dude.
Do you need to see to be gay?
Well, you're not sucking on dicks and thinking it's in a vagina.
Yeah.
You're a fajote.
Even if you chose to suck dicks, if you've
He's
never...
French
you always choose to. I like that you said that. You always choose to suck dicks. It's never a choice. It's never your predetermined destination.
Yeah, you're not born this way. You choose.
You're choosing to suck it in. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I guess as far as procreation is concerned, it's literally never necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're putting the wrong puzzle pieces together.
It's always a choice, and unless it's forced on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, forced homosexuality?
Yeah, dude.
Forced.
Shout out my dad.
There's forced.
Shout out Danny
Feminization.
There's forced what?
Feminization.
Like what?
Michael Jackson.
MJ1. And then
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Number 23.
Force feminized.
Yeah, dude. Could you imagine if he was
a big black woman? Yes.
If he got to play in the NBA instead of the WNBA?
She was twerking on top of me to see if I marry her.
I think if you can't see it, if you've never seen titties, how do you know you're gay?
Because, dude,
are you gay?
Why are you gay? You are gay.
You are gay.
Wait, what?
That's such a great
one more time. If you've never seen titties, how would you know if you're gay?
How can you claim to be gay?
It's a feeling, dude.
Yeah, you feel those titties. You're like, I'm into this or I'm going to hell.
Not into this.
Oh, okay, true.
Trying to help you out here.
No, I don't need help.
So you guys say you could be blind and gay.
Yes, dude.
You shouldn't be, but you could be.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's wrong.
It's
completely
wrong,
goes
yeah.
against God. I know he didn't give you eyes, but you don't have to be gay for.
There's
you know,
a reason
like...
why you're blind.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Shame on you, people.
Homophobic blindness.
Oh, man. I might be blind to my homophobic.
I think you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My homosexuality.
I think over the...
I'd be blind to my homosexuality.
Yeah.
To your
homophobia, yeah. You mean?
No, I mean, I could be blind to how gay I am.
True, dude.
Yeah.
True, you never know.
Usually,
it's a choice.
Though, I've
never
usually felt homophobic people are blind to their homophobia.
That's also very true. They're not blind, they're closeted.
They're,
and there's nothing more dangerous than a closeted homophobic person.
Homophobic people
Shout
are blind
Obama.
To their homosexuality, that's what I meant to say.
That's a real Blues Clues.
You gay, son.
Okay, Dad. Are you going to smack me?
Do it, Daddy.
Is that shit again?
Told you to knock that shit off, man.
Yeah. Huh. My dad would be pissed if I was gay, dude. So
I think my parents in their later years have become more accepting of...
Of your gayness?
Of my homosexuality, yes.
I'm proud of them.
For Mexicans to come around on...
Yeah, they're whitewashed.
On homos?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, we don't need carne asada for a birthday party. There's Costco pizza. Hey.
Dude, you're talking shit on Costco pizza. I come over here last week. There's two pizzas on your fucking counter, dude. What's going on with that?
I love pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you trashing Costco pizza, dude?
It wasn't Costco pizza.
Yeah, it was.
It's Papa John's.
No, I don't fuck with that dude anymore.
No, that guy, you know, he's got the sauce.
Give me that sauce,
Papa John.
Truth be told, I'm not a very big fan of yeah. the black people.
He isn't, dude.
Whoa.
What a bad guy.
It's funny Papa John. After he did that, then they got Shaq as a person to like be the spokesperson for
of course they did.
Papa John's to try to like get it
save,
out of there.
Save
which
face.
Is so it's like, Shaq, you gotta do us a favor. And he's like, huh? I don't care. Sure.
Papa John's also part of the fucking Freemasons, and he's just like, hook a brother up, dude. And Shaq's just like, don't say brother, and you got it yourself a deal.
He's like, don't say brother. He's like, okay. You got about, it. You got it,
you got it, my.
Oh,
Papa John wildin', dude.
You people are sick.
He was wildin'. Then he did that interview where he's like sweating profusely.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah,
he's probably doing a lot of coke.
You think so?
Oh, just oh, drop Papa an N-word. Man, you got to do some coke, dude.
Yeah, he was on.
Not true of my family.
You got some good coke addicts in your family,
maybe,
though, dude.
Yeah, maybe they're just
sneaking it, dude.
Yeah, they're sneaking little bumps, sneaking little keys, stinging little bumps, and a stinging little keys, stinging little bumps, stinging little keys. Where's little Stumbles at, dude?
Dude, he hasn't shown up in a long time, yeah. Dude. Poor Stumble.
Is he okay? Is
he got in a wreck, I think, dude.
He probably walked on his family to go get some milk.
What do you mean?
I know exactly what I mean. It is.
Jesus Christ, dude. I thought we were going after the Chinese and the Brits now.
No, I was going after little Stumbles.
I can't tell you.
Are you trying to say that Mexican people are good fathers?
What kind of lies are you spreading out here?
What are you talking about? This wasn't two of my kings and queens.
Mexicans are great fathers in the sense that they provide for their families.
True.
But the fact
something
that
on the side.
But the fact that they...
For all the families that they'd have.
That's why they got seven jobs, dude.
You ever eat pizza without any ranch
seven
dipping sauce?
Seven jobs,
you're going to eat some bone, you're gonna eat some chicken wings without some blue cheese?
Seven families, I need seven jobs.
I need different sauces.
Yeah.
I don't know I'm talking like this.
I don't know either.
Goddamn.
Yeah. And now back to the grease traps of Namibia.
Ooh. Oh, we're still on them?
No.
Or they're on us. Ooh.
It just sounds like one of those, like, it sounds like a TV movie that's been adapted from a, like, a woman's book, like a woman's novel, you know what I mean?
I don't read those.
A romance novel.
I know you probably won't go for this, but I just want to pitch it anyways because it'd be on par with the show, and you said you won't get hard, so if you lay on the floor and both me and Pedro try to get you hard, will
we oh, he'll get an instant erection, dude.
That'll make me hard.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And we're back.
How hard did he get, dude?
Was
he was so hard.
Almost all the way hard. Yeah.
You haven't been all the way hard for like 7 years.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was weird.
That's why I love you boys. We should have changed like sitting positions just a little bit.
True.
If we're going to do a cut.
Well, you're going to have to after what we did to your...
Oh, yeah. I changed a couple of seating positions on you.
I didn't get hard, but I did come.
Yeah, but you did
come flaccid, dude? You come flaccid?
Hell
that was
yeah,
crazy.
That was my rap name.
Come flaccid.
Come flaccid. Come correct.
I don't think I can come flaccid.
Come
but.
Flaccid. No, dude, you're cum flaccid. I know, but you're cum flaccid. You just said that's my rap name. That would have been the perfect time.
Cum flaccid. Drop acid. Could have been a his, but now I am a fucking half bred.
I'm flaccid as fuck.
I can't freestyle rap, dude.
I know.
I got too much whiteness, dude.
Yeah, you do. You got that soft dick whiteness.
Yeah, he's got that flaccid white.
Yeah.
Got that sauce that I get. It's all right, though. No problem with that.
Yeah,
I could write one, though. I could write it.
Yeah, you could be a ghostwriter for the...
And most freestyles, they write.
Yeah, well, they're memorized for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Shame on you.
You think Eminem did that on the 8 Mile without writing it, dude?
Off the Domskis? No way.
He is a really good freestyle rapper, though. But I think it's like...
I'll say a lot of racist things, but fuck Eminem, dude.
I will not co-sign Eminem rules. No, it's just that he's been doing it for so long, and that's like all his brain thinks about, and it's just like, word repetition over and over. That's how he gets so good
at it. Word repetition of saying nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's rap.
You're a faggot. Dude, yeah, dude.
You faggot little maggot.
25 minutes.
Well, that was as Eminem, though. I would never say that.
Yeah, I would never say that at all.
And what do we got in the news, CJ? Get us out of here.
Yeah, what's going on, dude? Save us.
Get some news.
Throw us a fucking donut over here.
Yeah.
We're sinking in the Pacific.
To be specific.
Oh, damn. We all rappers, dog. We all rappers, dog. Double tap, double tap.
Well, speaking of black people, former President Donald Trump.
Nice.
The blackest president we've ever had.
He is in the media.
He's a gangsta, dude.
He was trending yesterday because he's on federal charges right now, federal indictments.
Is he ever not trending? Dude? Is he ever not trending?
No, it's just like the same things.
The people love me.
And then he came down to a gun store and tried to swoop the glizzy.
Oh.
What?
Tried to get this here Donald Trump special edition.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. What does it say? Trump?
That shit's fire, honestly.
That's just pretty it's gangster, honestly dude. What pretty is that? Dope. A 9 milli?
It's a Glock. Probably a 45.
Go 45.
It would make sense to make
and
it
And Donald
45.
Trump.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's 45th president.
Holy shit.
Oh, dude, take it easy.
Oh, well, yeah, true. I won't go to jail. I'll kill myself with my own gun.
They'll never get me.
I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.
Humble, dude.
He's much more humble than you would understand. Here he is trying to swoop the glizzy. It's on
display.
I love this.
It's on the classic sick. Hunter Biden.
Yeah, true. For the record, normal size hands.
Almost small.
I don't think you're supposed to point it like that, dog.
Well, if you notice, his trigger finger's not on the trigger.
But aren't you still not supposed to like point it at things?
Well, it's just a cameraman over there if it does go off.
True.
It's poor etiquette, but there's probably nobody over there. He's probably pointing at a wall. Time, and that guy just reached for the barrel. Pretty awesome.
Jump in.
Hey, jump in this. Get in this picture with
it all goofy. Like, you're going to drop it, you retard.
I like he's not holding his own gun he got. He's like, can you just hold it for me?
He doesn't want his prints on it, dude.
Yeah.
True.
One of the biggest guns I've ever seen.
And look, he's talking to nobody.
Hey, this is fantastic.
Dude, why people really talk like that? Oh, this is phenomenal, Timmy.
I love that.
Like country club talk.
Trump just wants that blicky, dude, just in case he doesn't know what's going
to
happen.
He wants to stay strapped. Homie wants to stay strapped.
He's literally the best. He's the best.
After a clip that we just saw, how humble I am, and then he sees his face on a gun, he's like, I want that gun. Give me that gun.
I want to buy it.
Yeah.
Sir, well, you're under indictment 47 times. I want to buy that gun.
What's the name of the judge?
It's against the law for you to buy the gun, sir. I want to buy it.
Dude, a movie spinoff of Trump assassinating all the judges.
On January 6th.
Yeah, the next action movie, dude. She's like, I will get you, as he cocks that gun. And he's just
yeah, dude, if Shane Gillis had any fucking brains in his head, he'd make a whole Trump action movie.
That'd be sick.
That would be dope.
So good.
Well, let's beat him to the punch, dude.
I'm going to beat you with a punch, dude.
Whoa. Okay, here we go again with violence.
Hate crime. That's a hate crime.
That is a hate crime. It's white versus Mexican.
Yeah,
it's you a hate crime pun.
You're punching under. What's it called? Punching down? Can't punch down.
I put the pun in punching down, dude.
I saw a sweet clip of Donald Trump also this week.
Did he really?
It's not as not. I mean, I don't know if I'd say it's as cool as buying a Glock though. But he's the man of the people, man. You know he's
Trumpy dump.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to describe it. I think
some people call Joe Biden the man of the people.
Yeah, people that are
not in this not in this country.
People that are wrestling fans.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Or the LGBTQIA.
No, that's not true, dude.
Okay, what?
That's not. I'm just saying that's not
true. Tell me three smart people that like Joe Biden.
I don't even know three people.
Okay. I'm asking the wrong guy.
So this is the kind of person who loves Joe Biden.
Yeah, you look. Yeah.
This is what it's like if you're on the winning team, dude.
Yes, he's handing out pizzas.
Whoa, this looks like a party, dog.
It is a party.
Is this my party this weekend? Those Costco pizzas?
It couldn't be because these people look like they're having fun.
True.
You weren't there, you wouldn't know.
I heard Nick told me.
I did tell. I FaceTimed him.
Nick said look there was like almost zero tits.
He's gonna sign this chick's
yeah,
tits.
Yeah, dude. Oh, sign her tits. Dude.
Sign her tits.
Sign her tits. She got that tattooed afterwards.
Oh,
I heard.
World star, dude.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Dude.
You got two tits?
Signed her tits?
I need to sign both of them.
That's my fucking present.
That's yeah. What giving out pizza and signing people's tits?
Yep. Pizza and tits, dude.
Then we got Cool LJ.
Yeah, versus LLJ Cool is my boy.
I read an article.
You're like, whoa, dude.
The way he did say boy in that video, though, dude, he's like, that boy.
Yeah, you're all, none of that's okay. Nothing that you just did was right.
And then he corrected. He's like, that man has bigger thighs. And
that, he saved himself
he did
there.
Save him yeah. himself.
I read an article today that's about.
All his thighs are bigger than Hunter's dick. And you've seen how big Hunter's dick is.
It's all over the internet.
I read an article today about Joe Biden saying like how he's fallen up the stairs to the
plane
Air Force One.
Yeah.
So many times that like now that's like getting into election
they
season.
Use a short stair.
They're trying to do Sorry. These. They are. That's literally one of the things.
I know. I cut you off though. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, they're trying to do all these like things.
Let it go, Pedro.
So he'll stop falling. So he's like, now we're trying to do stretches and exercises. I just love the idea that like there's a whole team like. You can't fall on camera anymore. What can we do to stop you from falling so you can get votes? Like, what?
There's like a 10-man committee.
Take him out of the fucking presidential running. Literally, the presidential running. He can't even run. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, the team's in like a back room or something. They're like, all right, guys, we got...
physical therapy. Yeah. Swimming
people,
laps.
People moving his legs for him.
He's
his
doing water aerobics.
He's all, it's not going to work. You got to give me the drugs again.
We got the DNC, we got the DNC convention coming up in 2 weeks. We got to be ready for this.
His face is going to be all plastered back again because he's fucking yanked on Adderall.
No, dude, he doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, there's no way.
He does whatever this country asks of him, dude.
Yeah.
And other countries, too.
Probably just eats Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, a lot of soy and Chick-fil-A chicken, too.
And different kinds of weird oils.
So for people that are anti...
Oil, corn oil.
Yeah, so for people that are anti-gay, like Chick-fil-A, they're turning all their customers gay by feeding them soy.
Whoa, that's so true.
It's an undercover psyops.
That is... Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
That's Satan, dude.
That's Satan. That's Satan at work.
That's how he works. Soylent Green.
Mm-hmm.
Soylent Queer.
What was that game?
Soylent Green is like...
What about Soylent Queen?
The food is people.
Smash the queer.
Smash the queer?
Smear the queer. Smear the queer, yeah. Smash him. Smash him's different. That's a different game. I'm smashing that queer.
You can't play Smear the Queer anymore, I don't think.
No.
I went to a playground the other day with a bunch of kids, and I was like, Smear the Queer.
They're like, we're all queer. You couldn't get enough, dude. You were tackling kids left and right.
Gotcha, queer. Can you say queer?
I think queer is PC.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Depends on how you use it.
Yeah.
I wasn't using it nicely.
I didn't mean it nicely. I never say it nicely. It's not how I use that word.
All right. Well, that was fun. Donald Trump rules. That's it.
Buying glocks, giving pizza, signing tits, dude. He's done more for the United States than Biden has done since his presidency.
Way more.
Just with those three things. Buying a glock, signing tits, and giving out pizzas.
Yeah, basically.
Saving the world.
One pizza at a time.
One tit at a time.
One tit at a time.
And it needs to
and
be
And it's
saved.
One tit at a time. It didn't cost me a dime.
I don't know if you guys saw this. President Zelensky asked Marina Abramovich, the spirit cooking wench.
The witch.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
To be
You're well versed on her?
Yeah.
To be the ambassador.
We've covered her many times.
Oh, yeah.
To be an ambassador for Ukraine.
The ambassador?
Marilyn Manson?
According to that.
What the fuck?
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
The beautiful people of Ukraine.
What's crazy is that lady's like 70 or something like that.
Well, yeah, she drinks children blood, dude.
I retract. She looks good.
She drinks child blood.
Funny you should say that because according to the Telegraph, the artist will
She's going to be working with children? Continue. I'm interested.
Will lend her voice.
Are you?
Is she?
To help rebuild schools for the country.
Of course, dude.
What, dude?
Brick by brick.
This is crazy. Day by day.
Fresh start over a day in Ukraine.
The people you trust are trafficking kids. We'll make it better.
If it's not your kids, it's the immigrants. So.
This is a good time.
That fell apart, but we were almost there.
We're almost there. We're halfway there.
We almost did a whole...
We almost couldn't get married.
We almost did a step by step.
It got hard for each other, dude.
I was trying to do for a step. It's been so long, I couldn't even remember.
I don't even know what song you guys are jingling.
Step by step, day by day, a fresh start over.
And I am gay.
Nope, no, dude, don't even know what song.
You ever watch it?
What is it?
Who was the mom of Step by Step? Was she hot or was I just a horny child? Bring her up.
Both. What is? Is it like a sitcom? An old sitcom?
Yeah, it's old sitcom.
Oh, okay.
It was like one of the. Was that technically a sitcom? Like Family Matters and.
Yeah, it was all around that same time.
You know, my favorite old sitcom is Married with Children.
I never watched it.
She was hot.
That was a good one.
She's a baddie, dude.
Was she?
Yeah, she was, dude.
Wait, Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a baddie.
I thought you were talking about the mom.
Yeah, the mom. Christina Applegate.
Peggy. Talking about Peggy Bundy.
That's such a bad name.
Okay, all right. You're one to judge. Bring her up so Nick and I can say she's
the
hot.
Step-by-step mom was a Foxy.
She was good?
Was she nice?
Foxy, good-looking lady.
Let me see this, dude.
Bring up the tits.
Trump sign him?
She's just pretty. Like, you know how sometimes they have actresses on there and, like, the actress literally isn't even pretty? Let's see. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's thanks, dude.
She's begging for it.
Look what she's wearing. I can't do this.
There you go.
Glad that you produce the show, CJ.
He needs two fingers. No, dude, the mom in Married with Children was hot.
So there's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she can get it.
That's what homie did every night, dude. You paying us? She's like a very, she's just an average looking mom, dude. She's not that big of a deal.
This is good radio, dude.
Dude, she'd jump on me. If I was playing football, she'd jump up on me.
Thanks, mama.
Yeah, well, look up, you know, who is that? Susan Sarandon or isn't it somebody like that?
That sounds right. We'll say Susan.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, dude.
Suzanne Summers, good looking lady.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that lady?
She got that hairy pussy, you know.
She got that bush.
That's sick. She got that sitcom pussy.
Oh, yeah.
She got that muff, dude.
Sit on this face and calm, dude.
That's too far,
that's
CJ.
Crazy,
you guys are just
dude.
Playing out your fantasies with that. Suzanne Summers, dude.
I already did. Many times.
When I was 13.
She's a nice looking lady, dude.
She is nice. She's kind.
She's just average looking.
You're average looking, dude.
I'm probably not even average looking, dude. Yeah. But pull
you're
up.
You're an ugly bitch, dude.
Pull up a homegirl from Married with Children, dude.
All right, yes.
Are we just going to look at women this whole episode, or what's going on?
Hot or not from sitcoms, dude.
That's nice. I like that.
That would be a good thing to maybe not do on the fly all of a sudden.
Yeah, Pedro.
Sorry, dude. Trying to bring content to the show. Sorry.
Literally doing the opposite of that. Trying to not bring
to disrupt the
cup
content you guys brought.
A brand new idea that is very hard to
Were
do
we just
live.
Talking about bringing up ideas, dude? I'm bringing up mine, dude. It's on the table.
You bring up your erection. You're trying to look at hot women.
So?
All right. I'll allow it.
You want to look at them with me?
Well, you've made a point.
She hot?
She's hot, dude.
No, I'm talking about just going so.
Is Suzanne Summer hotter? What do you think after seeing that?
Oh, her, dude. Just because I never watched Step by Step. If I would have watched it, maybe I would have like grown like an attraction for the mother.
Erection by erection.
This is Peggy Bundy. I'm trying to find even a good one.
Oh, dude. She can get it. Peggy Bundy can get it, dude.
She's nasty.
She's kinkier than the fucking quadriplegic that CJ was with.
I like that outfit, that leopard print.
Give me that leopard. Look at her now, dude.
She got better looking as she got older, actually, I think. Oh, it's because she doesn't have red hair.
Red hair is hot.
Red hair is hot, dude. Look at that, dude. No, that glamour shot from the 80s.
No, Suzanne Summers is hotter, but I'm not going to knock you for her. It's all right. She's fine.
I say Suzanne Somers is fine, and then you say she's fine, dude. Different taste.
Oh, wait. You can see her tits.
That's cosplay. That's cosplay.
Oh, well, I like the cosplay part.
Here she is, though. That's the best possible Peggy Bush.
She smells like Newports for sure.
Just kissing an ashtray right there.
Yeah, she was always smoking on the show.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was married with children? She had children smoking around children?
Yeah, it was more realistic.
True.
They try to remake that show now, dude. It didn't work out. The name wasn't...
The kids had cancer.
No,
I mean, is that a hot lady to you, Nick?
That's a hot lady to me, dude.
Yeah, she's fine. That's the best of Peggy, though. That's even worse.
Bradford left because he couldn't see what we were looking at.
It's a good show we got going on here. So I say hot, dude.
Yeah, she's hot. She's fine.
But she's not bad looking lady. That's the best I'll give you.
All right,
dude. Will you rather have sex with that satanic bitch that's 70 years old? Who's hotter there, dude?
Yeah, would you drink blood with children?
Like they're about the same.
Blood with children? It's a new sitcom.
I was wondering if you'd drink blood with her. If you had that opportunity to drink child's blood, would you?
No.
I don't believe him.
I don't either.
It wasn't
the
sincere.
Way that he said it.
Yeah, too quick. Too quick to answer.
Grosses me out.
Blood?
The whole idea.
Or child's blood.
Why are you still looking at her, dude? If you don't
I'm
think she's
to
hot,
save
dude.
The fucking picture.
Whatever,
so
dude. He's like, he is hot.
Be cool,
man. Maybe you could just keep the show going.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Who else is hot?
Who else is hot that I can look up?
I'm mad now,
minutes?
Dude. I'm angry.
Why? Because you're hard?
No, I'm angry at you guys.
Why are you angry this time?
That was crazy that somebody, because last week somebody said that I was mad on the show, and I wasn't. What, I never got mad.
Live video's out.
No, nice job.
42. Baby.
What happened, dude? I had a full charge.
Full charge.
Did I get a call, maybe?
Sure.
You want me to get up there and look at it?
Nope.
All right.
This is the Patreon part of the episode.
He does want me to get up there and look
Shout
at
out
it.
Patreon. Let's get really nasty with it. Now let's get racist and homophobic. Should we start letting it out?
The last 15 minutes of the YouTube.
Should start letting it fly a little bit.
Yeah, 15
you know
minutes.
What?
Yeah. What do we call the 45 minutes rape zone? A couple weeks ago,
in
dude.
In the rape zone. Yeah, honey, and, the one honey.
That
did,
and the one that finally didn't make numbers.
True.
Let's repeat parts of that one.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, no. We were just kidding.
Stupid.
It was just a joke.
Stupid.
It was just a joke, guys.
Stupid.
Obviously, I don't have a rape zone.
Don't grovel, dude.
Yeah.
Don't touch my rape zone, man.
Okay.
So we're putting her in charge of schools.
So that satanic cunt is going to be in charge.
Oh, easy.
Strong allegations.
Yeah.
She might be pretty cool.
You're right. She might not be satanic. She says she's not satanic. She says I'm an artist.
C word.
Not a Satanist.
Yeah. I'm fine with the Satanism. I'm just worried about the C word, dude.
Schools?
C-U-N-T. C-U-N-T. N-T. C. U-N-T.
See you next Tuesday on Who Do You Think You Are?
Unless you're watching live, because it'll probably go out, baby.
That was a cool little, we can use that.
I'll cut it out.
We can use that.
Okay. Yeah, but timestamp.
It's been cut.
So I don't know why everybody keeps calling this lady Satanist. She said, I'm not a Satanist. I'm an artist. And they're like, well, I don't know.
One in the same.
Look at your art. And Marilyn she's Manson. All, I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn.
She's the complete opposite of a Satanist, dude. She decapitated Satan.
Yeah, is she a dude?
In God's name.
Is she a dude?
No.
Is she back in heat?
No.
Because that's a very masculine face.
Yeah, she her pronouns.
She's very symmetrical.
I guess.
That's all photoshopped. You know she's got a wonky ass eye.
Seduced
if you worship the devil, dude, you got a wonky ass eye.
You're getting seduced by the devil right now, it sounds like to me.
No, I'm just...
She's very symmetrical.
Is she trying to wishbone it, like, with the Thanksgiving turkey?
Whoever gets a bigger half of the skull, goat skull.
There's a pussy at the bottom of that. She's trying to lick it.
Not doing a very good job.
No, she doesn't seem that strong.
No.
This was a bitch that had the...
First of all, this bitch, this cunt, can we fucking cool it.
Cool it on the names?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
Here she is on the cover of Vogue, and they replaced the G with her head.
Is that because she's a G? Oh, she's OG?
Who's or the, because she thinks she's God?
Is that a kid? Is that Selena Gomez?
And also look at the
shape. Selena Gomez is fat now.
Look at the shape created by the posing.
What's the shape? Oh, it's the
like
fucking
Baphomet.
Yeah. Well, it's art.
It's art, dude. You're looking way too into this.
Yeah, I feel
you're
like
Alex Jones in this, bitch.
Did you get high before
lady,
this?
Lady.
Did you get high?
Maybe it's that I need to be high in order to see the artistic part of it and not the obvious satanic symbols.
Yeah, I don't think it's that obvious.
I don't see that.
Seems kind of obvious to me. Oh, here she is lying on a pile of bones.
Okay. Mm. It's getting a little bit closer.
Are
you're warmer. Warmer. Okay. We're a little warmer.
All those are her ex-students?
Yeah, dude. This is all the men she's eaten.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's that.
I think Hitler did something similar to that.
She won the
gold. He had the same picture. She's just recreating it.
It's okay, go.
Okay, so there's
do
that.
It on three. Three.
Oh, wait. Here's her lying inside of a burning pentagram.
That's a star, first of all. That's it's a not star. A pentagram.
That's her argument. She said it's actually a star. It's not a...
Yeah,
I mean, she's not lying. She's an artist, dude.
Yeah, she's a star.
She's the star of the show.
Aleister Crowley famously said, every man and every woman is a star. Famous occultist.
What sitcom was she on?
Mr. Crowley.
He was on the... He was on the sitcom Propaganda during World War II.
Oh, that's a good one. Shout out Disney.
And she said it was a star because she experienced communism growing up. And so she was representing like what it felt like living inside of that.
Mm. Living among the stars.
And that's what the burning star around her enclosing her represented.
All right, well, I respect that.
And then here she is not doing something satanic again. What's she doing that's not satanic? She's carving.
I mean, that's
a star.
She's a nice
her.
Body for a 70-year-old.
She does have a nice she's body. Tight.
This was back in the day.
Okay. Oh yeah, look at the bush, dude.
Hell I like the bush. Yeah, that's a 70s bush.
She's carved an upside down pentagram.
That's a little intense.
And let the blood dude, drip down just, into her pussy.
If you look at it from her POV, that's an upright star.
Is this not Marilyn Manson? I mean, I don't know. Like, this is crazy.
I don't know. It's very not satanic, though. That's what I know.
Yeah, I do know that as well. I would sign off on that.
She was the one that had that.
What I know is that from everything I've seen, we should put her in charge of a school or many schools.
Yeah.
The ambassador of the Ukraine.
Would you rather
she
have
seems like a good ambassador for the schools of Ukraine.
Her or drag queen? Who do you want teaching your child?
Mm.
It's hard.
Well, I think they come together as a package deal.
They come together? Over your kids?
In the ones I watch.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Too far.
Yeah.
Too far. She's the one that had that art installation or that, was that live art or whatever, where she like put out tables of all these different devices and she sat naked in a chair?
Yeah.
And then it's like, you could do whatever you want to me. And then, like, at the beginning, people weren't doing anything. But then towards the end, like, they were, like, making her bleed and shit.
Art fucking rules.
Art is the best, dude.
I love art. That's art.
Yeah, that's true art.
Yes.
Speaking of the Satanism.
Kids, finger painting with blood.
How do you think, paint existed back then?
Literally, dude. This is what she did with, like, high-up people, like the Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor, John Podesta, that totally not creepy guy.
Closeted queer.
Who said that? Who said that about John, dude?
He's just a
ghost. He's a ghost.
He's Halloween just a collector spies. Of fine art, dude. He's that guy who had all those pictures of the kids being spanked or whatever.
I like it.
And he doesn't have that creepy pool in his basement at all.
Well, he was invited to one of these spirit cooking dinners, which was a dinner based on this installation.
God, I wish I was in the elite.
Marina.
I wish I was Illuminati.
So insane, so bad.
She Russian?
She's like from that area. I think she's Ukrainian or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think she's.
She's gonna be the ambassador Serbian. For the Ukraine. She's Russian.
She's Serbian.
This child.
Oh, here's the coagulated pig's blood she's painting with.
Nice, dude. That's so metal.
That's so gross.
Do you ever have pig's blood, though? It's pretty good.
Throw up.
Yeah, dude, it's gross. What's she painting when the pig's with the
fresh
pig's blood?
Breast milk with fresh sperm?
Sperm milk. Weird ass.
It's a solid
Serbian.
Cocktail.
That's beautiful.
Mix fresh breast milk with fresh sperm milk.
Can we Banksy that and cut it out of the wall so I can serve on auction it on?
It's serve on earthquake nights.
Oh, maybe it saves you from the earthquakes.
With a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand. Eat the pain. Oh, and there's a little child-sized effigy in the corner. That's fun.
Well, maybe it's a small person.
Is Ukraine more desperate for teachers than Arizona?
Like, what's her resume? Fuck, dude, just get her. We need somebody tomorrow.
The pass is the pass.
Can you give me an example of why you would be the best teacher for our kids? Oh, well, check this out. Fresh morning urine sprinkle over nightmare dreams.
Okay, $26,000 a year. Here you go. Yeah, dude.
America's paying for it. You can have it. Yeah. Like playing with house money.
Actually, you're getting underpaid, to be honest with you.
Yeah, considering how much is going over there.
Wow.
So it's just weird that all these little weird, goofy insiders with their weird satanic rituals that they do and stuff like that are the ones who are being offered positions.
Well, now I know what I got to do.
Inside of Ukraine, where there were all kinds of shady dealings with the now president, who's become president under contentious circumstances, you're just like, what the fuck is all this, dude? Yeah.
I thought it was a fair election.
I'm just glad our tax dollars are going to it.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Ukraine, you paying.
Yes. We've had it good
that
for too
this
long,
lady
dudes.
Can teach your children, dude. Here she is, splashing blood on child-sized effigies at her spirit cooking party.
Well, what did that kid do? Maybe this is like time
out. Yeah, maybe he deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like, I'm non-binary. She's like, here you go.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to splash pig's blood on you. You better get you
What's
better.
Your gender now?
Yeah, dude.
It's insane.
That would be funny if it wasn't literally insane. Probably how it happens. Here we go. Yay.
Yay. Nice.
That's beautiful, man. Art is, like you said, so wonderful.
It's important.
It is very important.
That would take a long time important. To think up.
You guys remember when I was going to be an important artist like that?
Yeah, I do.
Several semesters. This lady was in a bunch of my classes or whatever. We had to learn about her.
Damn. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's one of the best
She's
artists
a hero.
We know, dude.
She's my hero.
She's out there doing some Lord's work.
Satan's work.
Some Lord's work.
King Chris Kidd.
Fallen angel work. She's a fallen angel.
Fallen angel, dude. She's lost her path.
She's my queen.
She's got to get back.
That's insane. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys have fallen under her devil's spell.
No, I'm still Donald Trump all the way. I think Donald Trump should teach the schools.
Damn. He should be the ambassador for the Ukraine.
No, I think it's not good what's happening to Ukraine. It's happening to California soon. That's the demo state. They try it.
What do you mean?
They're going to try everything
just
in Ukraine.
Test run it in Ukraine.
Test run it, then bring it to the liberal states.
Ooh.
You're selling me on on the Ukraine now.
That's not bad.
Yeah, dude.
I'll visit. We should do an Airbnb there. Can you get an Airbnb?
Can you get an Airbnb? We look at him. Oh, sorry. Don't mean to drop new stuff on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Why are you being a dick,
An
dude?
Air bomb and breakfast?
That's crazy.
Let's go out on something. Do you have a good story, or do you want to end on the one that I sent?
I was going to say on the Satanism topic, dude, have you guys seen I don't know if she's the wife of the Satanist leader. What's his name? Crowley?
Anton LaVey.
She was like president of something, but they compared her to Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift looks exactly like that bitch.
Yeah.
Like legitimately. And now like some of Taylor Swift's, like even performances and stuff like that. It's just like, it is almost like worshiping and like, It's a ceremony almost, a ritual.
Well, yeah, that's happened with like Juice WRLD and shit, right?
Yeah, but now I'm saying like the comparison between this bitch and the
like
Satanist
she's a clone
leader.
Of,
yeah.
It's something LaVey.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Anton
it's
LaVey's
the other
wife,
dude, yeah.
Whatever his wife's name was.
She looks exactly like her. It's wild.
Pretty
it's pretty fucking weird.
She was pretty hot also.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For a Satanist.
That chick, I think, was almost hotter than Taylor Swift. Probably, yeah. I would say she is.
Taylor Swift is not hot.
Take it easy, dude. All right.
Ugh. She's not hot.
No.
She's very pretty.
I'll kick her in the throat.
She's very pretty.
Dude. I'll stomp her in her throat.
She's dating a football player now.
You just called Peggy Bundy hot.
Hotter than Taylor Swift. 100%.
100%. Absolutely.
Today.
At least Peggy Bundy had a fucking body on her, dude. Taylor Swift's a twig.
You don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Taylor Swift's a twig, dude.
No, she's got just enough.
Just enough. That's what his ex-girlfriend said.
You're an idiot. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
She sucks, dude.
She's very pretty. She's gorgeous.
She's a pig.
She's very pretty. I will say that.
Why you will say that now instead of, which is the opposite of the thing you said?
I've only been saying she's very pretty.
I'd rather have sex with a satanic chick.
Yeah?
Than Taylor Swift, yeah, for sure. Hands down. Hands up. Skirts up. Rock the vote. Yeah, dude. That's crazy. It's a crazy thing.
Everybody's like blowing her up right now because she like went to Kansas City fucking football game or some shit like that. So she's been trending
on hard. The left is Taylor Swift, dog face Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
And then on the right is Zena LaVey.
This baddie, dude.
The Satanist wife of the
this devil worshiping baddie, dude.
It's like he does sign language, but he just talks in special needs as CJ talks.
I'm just doing it because he's been cutting me off all episode, dude. I'm just getting back a little bit, dude.
No. Zena LaVey was the wife of Anton LaVey, who was the founder of Satanism. That's her on the right. That's Taylor
she just
Swift
does the eyebrows
left.
A little different, dude.
No, they both suck. I hate them all.
Zena, that's a cool name.
Taylor Swift could do that thing in Zimbabwe or wherever the hell, and that wouldn't get hard.
Really, dude?
No, I probably would.
I would definitely get hard.
Yeah,
she is hot. I can take it all back.
Honestly, when you guys did that, I would probably get hard.
That's what I'm saying. It's scientific, dude. Yeah. It's not even like what. Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're stimulating in
it's crazy talk.
A sexual reproductive organ.
Mm-hmm. That's right, my brother.
You touching that sexual reproductive organ, man.
But was Taylor Swift hotter than the Satanist lady? That's the question.
They're both Satanists, though.
But they're not both the queen of Satanism. Well, maybe they are.
I'd rather drink child's blood than...
choose.
Either way, yeah. Do you have any in the fridge? Is there any in the fridge?
It's coagulated a little bit, but... It comes out like...
I really did want to throw up myself like coagulated pig blood.
Yeah.
Comes out like that
blood.
Chunky milk.
What kind of blood that was.
Well.
I think it was human blood? Are you speculating?
Are you speculating?
I might be speculating.
Your speculation is showing.
What, you bring me down here to make me come, dude?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was gnarly. I think Zena LaVey is a little bit hotter than Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah.
He likes the eyebrows. Freak.
Well, yeah, she's like legit crazier.
Yeah.
Whereas Taylor Swift is high performing. You know, she's probably pretty psychopathic.
Oh, she's psychopathic.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Everybody's been
just an Adam's apple.
Here's one thing. Everybody's been giving
I like her more.
Dane Cook a hard time.
Ooh.
He's literally being called a groomer and a pedophile for marrying his adult wife, who is 24.
Yeah, dude. They started dating when she was 19. That's a year later than it's okay.
He waited a whole year before.
So here's a picture of the night they met. He's hanging out there. You may be able to see with down on the bottom left is Seth Green. And down on the bottom right is Isaac Cappy. Do you guys remember Isaac Cappy?
He tried to expose. He died here in Arizona.
He got cappied.
He got cappied. Homie got cappied. Dude.
Cappied
he
hard.
Isaac Cappy got cappied.
He got silenced.
Yep. He cappied himself. Yep. For
exposing a pedophile ring.
Exposing the elites.
Don't do that.
Including Seth Green.
Don't tell me Seth Green's a pedophile.
He's the same size as a child. It's fine.
Don't tell me my idol Seth Green is a pedophile, dude.
Seth Green sucks.
Overrated for sure.
Oh, so overrated.
So overrated.
Where's Dan Cook and the chick, though?
His best role was...
right here in the middle. And
it's like, where's Waldo of pedophilia? Oh, there. And then where's she?
She's the one in front of him, I'm pretty sure.
And how old is she there?
17.
Ooh.
At the game nights he used to host at his house.
Well, family-friendly game nights, dude.
Of course. That's why there were, like, children there.
That's insane.
Isaac saw too much, dude.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it. Jumped off a bridge.
That's absolutely insane to me. And I'm in an age gap, really. I'm 10 years apart from Isaac. And, like...
Chill out, Dane Cook.
Yeah. What is that? 40, 50?
He was 44. She's 17 when they met.
Yeah, they're almost...
He's 51 right now.
Yeah. That's insane. Like, I mean... it's clearly like you are manipulating this person. Like, it's like even with us, sometimes like she doesn't understand references. Like 10 more years, you're so like in just a different realm that it's literally insane. I'm just like,
I mean,
and it kind of grow. I'm just like,
love is love, dude.
It is.
So at first, when I just was like 51 and 24,
hot.
I mean, she's an adult. You're going to be like,
for sure.
That adult can't make that. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're going to tell an adult they can't marry someone because of the age difference? Like,
that happens all the time.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Especially in my culture.
You know what I mean? But then when you
I knew they're together when she was 19.
They've been together for 6 years.
But that's weirder. Yeah.
Oh, she was 18. He was 45.
Maybe she gets him, dude.
They met when she was 17.
Yeah.
So he waited until she was legal.
Right.
Then they started dating.
You think you're
now
related?
Here's one argument. All the other stuff aside, all the grooming aside,
hot or not,
he might be the first one to crack that open.
Mm.
First and only for the rest of the life.
That sucks. You don't want that. You want a little bit of experience.
She for her, but for,
well, she was a whore in high school.
What about for him?
Wait, what?
Wouldn't he, like, I'm trying to think from Dane's value system now.
Uh-huh.
This lady's never known the touch of another man's penis.
You don't know that.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's not cool. You want a lot of penises in there.
You have, the more you
the
want
better.
A lot of
the more miles, the better.
Yeah.
Not true. I guess,
you want some pre-penis mileage?
I think you want a little bit. You want to, like, you want them to have some experience.
I think a little
before.
Bit is fine.
But 10, 15 miles? What are we talking? What's a little?
Sure.
But Dane's like, I'm going to crack that open for the first time, and I'll be the only one.
It's like a fresh can of tuna.
I will say he's never had a drink of alcohol, and I think anybody who hasn't done that is a weird pedophile.
He's absolutely a psychopathic predator.
Yeah, for sure.
In a weird way.
He's got to let it out somehow, right? Because, like, he doesn't drink. He doesn't
never touch
smoke.
Anything. Yeah. It's like, I mean, that's two examples. Do I need to do any more? If you don't drink, if you've never touched it.
Frank Zappa was, like, one of those sober guys. He also had, like, family. Like, his dad was in CIA or something like that.
He also married family. Weird guy.
Supposedly, he showed his kids porn. So you're like,
better than his music. Sorry, CJ.
CJ got really hurt by that one, dude. Frank Zappa, CJ is like, he's got a shrine for him.
I didn't get hurt.
No, it is weird, dude. 17. I think you really waited. Like, even if you tell people you waited, it's like, meh.
But that's like Christmas as a 44-year-old. You haven't experienced Christmas in so long. He has he has one of those chain link circle things he's ripping off every day. Gets smaller.
He's
smaller,
like,
smaller,
this
smaller.
Is what it was all for, dude.
So fuck.
All those wacky jokes and act outs, dude. it's all been for this.
He's like, I froze my face at my pinnacle of my success. I look the exact same as I was in all my movies.
Yeah, and I act like that all the time. Look how kooky I am.
I'm so crazy.
I'm a kooky guy.
I'm quirky. I can make jokes. Yeah.
I only have like one joke that I remember from Dane Cook.
Monopoly is too long of a game.
Mm-mm.
That's a good one.
It was the Bible one where you tell somebody bless you in the bus. He's like, I'm atheist. And then he's like, I hope when you die, you come back as a tree and I'll cut you down and print a Bible on you or some shit like that.
That sounds hilarious.
He's hilarious. I'd fuck him if I was 17. You waiting for that old cock.
Waiting for that old cock, he said.
Yeah.
Maybe she was in love with him, dude.
Maybe she, that's she what I'm saying. Was. Maybe she just gets him, dude.
Surprise daddy
issues. It sounds like a Disney tale.
It does. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, dude.
Beauty and the Beast.
Groomer.
That's a weird movie. Beauty and the Beast.
Was it weird?
Bestiality.
Well, they didn't fornicate.
She
sat on that beast cock, dude. I've seen a couple videos. I've seen some cartoons.
Seen some advertisements.
Fold them up.
Moon porn. Some parodies, dude.
Everybody's all mad Dane Cook being a groomer for marrying his adult wife, and yet Taylor Swift is like showing up to the ball game with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Who's that?
Frasier.
Never seen it.
I've never seen Frasier either.
It's actually true. Okay, so Taylor Swift is dating this football player named Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Kelsey Grammer is the guy who played Frasier in the 90s. He's an old, old guy. So I said, and so I says to the guy. Taylor Swift is dating Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Why is that not weird?
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Why is he old?
Because it's not happening.
He fooled me again.
You can't get, dude, fool me once. Shame on me. You. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again, dude.
If the joke doesn't work the first time, it's got to work the second time. Yeah,
let's thoroughly explain it. Then it'll work.
You probably just didn't get it.
You didn't get the references.
Yeah. But now that you get the references.
Well, two out of the three people in this room didn't get it.
Now that you get the references, though.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny, right?
Pretty funny,
that's a good one.
Not funny, but pretty funny.
We got like, just like, that's funny. No laugh. Just that's funny.
Yeah, dude, that's the worst. That's funny.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah.
I'd rather you not say anything.
I'm glad we could linger on that.
Whoa, careful with that word, bud.
Yeah. Linger longer.
Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
What song is that?
That was the song this guy.
These guys are crazy, dude. Coming up with new songs, dude.
I think it's Third Eye Blind.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
He was a good guy.
Naked LSD Man is from... fuck Jimmy Buffett. We're moving on to the next thing, dude.
I'm glad he's dead.
Okay.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What the fuck? Where did this,
dude,
like...
LLJB cool, dude.
I'm my fuckboy attire, dude. I don't give a fuck.
You are in fuckboy attire, dude.
That's right.
LLJB cool fuckboy, dude.
That's what they used to call
purposefully
me.
Acid wash jeans.
Shut up, Biden.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is like 4 years old.
Here's a story from the sports world. Because we're sports guys.
Let's get into sports.
Let's get into sports.
Let's do a sports segment.
We're sports guys now. Like Seven. Bill Burr.
Over to CJ for the sports.
We're like Bill Burr.
We are like Bill Burr. I'm bald. And I'm married to a black woman.
I'm balding. And I'm a fucking nothing single comedian in my 30s. The only difference is nobody's going to marry me. And I'm going to find no success.
We're sparking two joints right now?
Yeah.
Smoke two joints at the end of the podcast.
We smoke two joints at the end of the podcast, and we get real high, and we get into sports, and then we say what happened in the sports world, and Pedro says what you guys doing. What
we're
you
guys sports doing? Guys now.
Sports guys now.
We're sports guys now.
Yeah, Barstool. Look at us, Barstool.
We sit Barstool Sports. We sit on the chairs upside down.
Yeah, hey, we're coming for fucking Barstool now, bitches. First, we took over the Skankfest fucking realm of things. Dude, we're the leading crazy guy, edgy guy podcast, and now we're coming for Barstool.
Let's try to make sentences.
Yeah, for real. You sounded just like LLJ Cool J, dude. What the hell's going on?
Naked LS.
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. Watch what you're doing. I tell that to my daughter every time. I didn't know I had to tell it to a 30-year-old man, dude. What's going on? Look at what you're doing. Pay attention, dude.
Naked LSD.
Just burned your tip of your finger, man.
Fucking Satanist, dude.
I thought you were handing me a lighter for some reason.
Oh, gotcha. That would make sense.
Excuses.
According to, what is this again, sportsillustrated.com?
Shout out, dude. I love their swimsuit edition this year with their decapitated women. It's cool.
Squadriplegic.
Fat retards. Yeah.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I don't know what you're doing right now.
Quadruple amputees on the cover.
It's hot as hell, dude.
Or
just cautiously hitting that button.
Air bombing breakfast. No, you just said quadruple amputees on the cover of the magazine.
That'd be too. Like that'd be tight,
dude. Punchline, dude.
That'd be tight.
Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about? Sports Illustrated should do that. They're all inclusive.
The less limbs, the bigger the tits. The harder they fall.
So God said.
¿Quién crees que eres?
You guys remember that Dane Cook bit about God in the Bible? That shit was fire.
I didn't say it was fire. I just said I remembered it, you asshole.
Oh, I thought you said that was the only good one that you heard.
I said I only remembered.
That's the only one you remembered.
All right, sorry.
I remember him talking about the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall while the parents were away. That was a big one.
Mm. If I regret saying anything.
Oh, when he's like, oh no, Kool-Aid man, you fix that wall before my parents get here.
Yeah.
Yeah, some stupid shit like that. Some hey. Pedophile saying like that.
Hey. What yeah, the 17-year-old
like, why are you talking about Kool-Aid and shit, dude?
Yeah. And it's probably because at the height of his fame.
Let's try to form sentences.
He was fucking... Younger girl.
Oh, absolutely.
He was doing the Christian D'Elia.
Oh, because
that's what he's attaching to his life right now. Is he was trying to
rekindle that fire. He's trying to drink their blood and stay young, dude.
Yeah.
And he was the original king of social media.
With Facebook and MySpace and shit?
MySpace. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did take advantage of that. And he took advantage of her, too.
Those were the times to take advantage of people. MySpace.
These rotations are harder to do when you skip out on one.
Sorry, I'm done smoking.
Oh,
you bailed on us, dude.
You did.
You bailed on me this weekend, dude. You didn't come to my child's birthday party?
Yeah. Cis male.
You cis white male?
Yeah.
Cyst? Is it cyst? Like it's just growing on you?
CIS.
No, he's a cis, dude.
Cis?
NCIS. Without the N.
And Sports Illustrated. And to the sports edition of Who Do You Think
We're
You Are?
We're sports guys now. Naked LSD man.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Naked.
Over to CJ for sports.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Naked LSD man plummets into Buffalo Bills stadium hole while covered in feces.
Oh, that's a bad trip.
Sounds like a Buffalo Bills fan, am I right, guys?
Got him, dude. Because the Buffalo Bills suck.
We're sports guys now. As the Buffalo Bills
suck.
They're actually the second team I root for because they were the first team I rooted for when I was a kid. My parents root for the Buffalo Bills.
White trash team.
Sports guys.
The Buffalo Bills.
Every trauma-raised child, Buffalo Bills, fan.
A Buffalo Bills fan. Yeah, you're like, we know.
All right.
Oh, you're gonna do it? I was hoping you just would be like the interstate to me and CJ. You just pass the joint.
Yeah.
I think I'm done though.
There's a lot all at once. As the Buffalo Bills were winning in week two.
Woo!
A man who was allegedly naked. Covered in
allegedly naked. What's allegedly naked? Aren't you naked or not naked?
Yeah, it's just not.
It hasn't been proven in a court of law yet.
It's an allegation, dude.
A man who was allegedly naked, covered in human excrement, and under the influence of cocaine and LSD, was being rescued from the construction site of the new stadium.
Did he die?
I don't know, man. I think they found him and arrested him. That's why I'm good.
I'm good too, dude. I am way too stoned.
I'm a sports guy now. I don't really.
I'm a sport guy. Yeah,
sports. I'm an athlete. One.
Sports guys now.
Sports guys. We take a puff or two.
Yeah, like athletes
do. And then we get work done. We fucking work.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Work.
Hit the showers, boys.
Let's go to the showers, guys.
Locker room talk.
We're sports guys.
We're sports guys.
On the same weekend when the Buffalo Bills won their NFL game at Highmark Stadium to avoid falling into a hole, a 29-year-old man was down the street.
That's too old to be on
at the
cocaine
site
LSD.
Of the new stadium.
29?
Falling into a hole. What the fuck is this sentence, dude?
I don't know.
Well, as a sports guy, I'll tell you that.
Sports guy wrote it, dude.
I'll tell you that falling into a hole usually means that they will plummet within their division and not have a chance at playoffs.
You know a lot about holes.
I plummet into them often.
Yes.
I see. The Bills avoided falling into a hole. Meanwhile, is the fucking transitionary statement that this piece of shit Mike Fisher could have used. in order Get to Fisher. Make his
Kill
writing
his family.
Clear.
Get Fisher.
Yeah, dude.
Sports guys.
Sports guys.
We're sports guys
hey,
now.
Hey, North Korea and him and kill seven generations yeah, of his family.
Dude. Do domestic sports terrorism. Guys. Do domestic terrorism to this stupid-ass writer who didn't use a transitionary phrase.
We're sports guys.
But, he's like, I don't put that word trans in any of my papers.
This is Sports Illustrated. I know he's reading the article.
Just show me the tits on the cover.
Show me those quadruple tits.
Quadruple amputee tits.
While the Bills were avoiding falling into a hole, a 29-year-old man was walking down the street at the side of the new stadium, falling into a hole.
Woo! Oh, you see the play he did? All right, there you go. What a great writer this Fisher dude is.
That was pretty fun. It was very gonzo.
While he was in... It was very Norm Macdonald. That was yeah. where the setup was, the punchline.
True. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Too bad he's dead.
Yeah. May he rest in peace, dude.
Yeah.
I said too bad, dude. I liked him.
I said too bad, yeah.
While he was allegedly naked, and while he was allegedly under the influence of cocaine and LSD and marijuana.
Homie wasn't even at the game, dude. He was just walking past, like, across the street or something. What?
And while he was covered in human excrement. So he's tripping.
He's happy the Bills were winning, dude.
Balls, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All the balls.
He's tripping shit.
He's shit on himself and spread it all over himself.
It's like, this is close, right?
Yeah, dude. He's having a manic episode.
He has the B painted on him and shit for the Bills.
He's just been a Buffalo. Yeah. He's just been a Buffalo Bills long too long, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was like a show of anger.
Maybe.
He's like, oh, yeah, I knew you got your fucking body paint. What do you think about this?
Maybe he was a sports guy, dude.
Go, Bills.
He was
go.
Definitely a sports guy.
I think he was definitely a sports
top sports guy.
He's a sports guy
now. That's the epitome of sports guys.
He was a sports guy from day one. He made it to his final form.
He lived in a sports tent.
He tried to jump into his cocoon covered in shit.
Yeah,
I will emerge.
Like, I'm going to make my move now. This is it. After this, there's no more suffering.
I'll finally do it.
Yeah. What do you think was going to happen when he bust through? He was going to get onto the field and they're going to be like, God damn, you run fast, son.
He was going to get Forrest Gump, dude. He's like, who is that boy?
He was going to kick like a piece of trash really far and they're going to be like, you got a foot on you.
Yeah.
Like that Tony Danza.
But sir,
movie.
He's covered in shit. I don't care. Put him on a field.
Did you guys ever see that Tony Danza?
Doesn't smell any worse than the other players.
But sir, we
Sports
are.
Guys.
But sir, we are shit.
Sports guys.
Tony Danza, dude? What movie is this? Is it a sports movie?
The garbage picking field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon.
Yeah, it's like Invincible. Mark Wahlberg was in one of those too, right? Did they remake it?
I don't know.
Yeah, where they just like they had a thing every year they have like a calling and like
oh,
you can
yeah.
just try out and if
Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
I know it wasn't. Well, yeah, no, I never saw that one. But yeah, Invincible, Mark Wahlberg did that a couple years later because Hollywood never remakes things. So
In no, this one,
they're all original.
Tony Danza is
well. Congratulations to the Writers Guild too, because
he wasn't talking, so
that's fine. In that one, Tony Danza
yeah, no,
was.
Let's move into a new topic now.
It was on brand, dude. It was on topic. It was on topic, dude.
Sports.
We're sports guys, dude. This is what they do.
Now,
they talk over each other, dude. We're sports guys.
We got CTE.
Yeah, I can't remember you were talking.
We got.
Someone to talk
CTD
over.
CTD and STDs, man. What's
up? CTD and STDs. Doing LSDs.
LLBJs, dude.
STD and CTE. Find out what it means to me.
LSD. Shake a little, shake a little, shake a little, shake a little.
First of our time representing a groundbreaking legacy.
What was that?
I was...
But
I was same. Going to. we just needed a little break from our president. Okay.
Did you hate that song that much?
Yeah,
no, I was trying to play it with it, but you guys stopped, so it was just that.
Oh, sorry.
Because we were all shake a little, and he was going to be all just yabba dabba cool dabba yabba dabba do. It was going to be funny.
We almost got it.
We were almost there.
All right, guys.
Hold on, dude. Sports guys don't sign off like that.
The story.
What?
Have we? Well, I guess just a guy covered in his own shit was on drugs and fell into a hole. That's all we know.
Buffalo, New York? I mean, that's a homeless person Saturday.
Yeah,
that's every football Saturday.
Think about it. This is not weird at all. I mean,
yeah, why are we talking
and
about?
And I didn't get to explain the garbage pick and field goal kick in Philadelphia phenomenon.
Explain it.
All right, give it to me. Tony Danza.
Tony Danza is a garbage truck driver. Uh-huh. He like works at the landfill.
Yeah. Currently?
In the movie.
Oh.
He's trying to make jokes, Pedro.
And
you guys are sick.
Couldn't decide on one. And he's angry one day at the dump. And
he hates his wife.
There's a bunch mm-hmm. of, might be mad at his wife for his life choices or something. I think he's HIV positive. And then there's
he's in Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's
friends with Tom Hanks. Yeah, yeah. I know the guy.
And there's a bunch of empty 5-gallon water jugs that are just sitting perfectly in a row.
Uh-huh.
And he's mad, so he starts kicking them. And they're flying. He's kicking them so hard.
Yeah.
And just as he's happening to do that, for some reason, I can't really remember, there's a lady who works for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And she has a side
knows that they need a kicker.
Oh.
And this guy can kick, boy. This man is kicking some garbage all over this landfill all of a sudden. And that's she's sick. Like, maybe we can give you a shot at the Philadelphia Eagles, dude.
Whoa.
That's a phenomenon.
I'm glad I heard about that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it tonight. I'll give you the review next week.
And it's trash, Tony dude. I've Danza seen it gets to be a fucking kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles.
But he realizes that kicking trash is different than kicking a football. So he had to adjust, didn't he?
He has to overcome some obstacles, yeah. Of course.
He's in Philadelphia.
He's like, I'm used to kicking trash. What is this oval object?
Yeah.
Laces out.
Handle
Danny
out.
Danny boy. Laces out, Danny boy. Laces out.
I'm the first trans you'll ever see as a child, and you won't understand it until 20 years later, Nick. This is your favorite movie. You've watched this movie 50 times, and you thought it was always a piece of shit in the back of your pants and not a penis.
And what is that a reference to Ace Ventura?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't That's understand awesome. That was him trans.
I also didn't. I didn't know it was like, what's all? What
I thought
is
they're
that?
Embarrassed. She shit his her pants. Or
yeah,
something.
I thought it was shit. Somebody else told me it was hemorrhoids, but that was also another little kid.
Yeah, because then he got hemorrhoids. It's like it's not.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Was like, no, definitely doesn't do this.
I know those were some giant hemorrhoids.
That's a prolapse.
Yeah, dude.
You got some issues.
Yeah.
You leaking, boy? You leaking at your anus?
But maybe that's what this guy thought, dude. He's wandering past the stadium. He's like, oh, the Buffalo Bills are playing?
True.
This is my one shot, my one opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then he's all...
Go Let me just Bills. Shit all over myself.
Yeah, dude. And then he tries to just run onto the field
this
because
is our
he's
year.
Like, they're going to see how much I care yeah. about and love this team, and yeah. they're gonna ask me to come with. They're,
oh,
they're,
yeah.
This crowd's going to go wild.
They should have gone wild.
It's like the Phoenix Open guy when the Waste Management was here, the golf tournament.
But at least it's called Waste Management.
True.
I managed my waste.
True. That guy should have rubbed fucking shit all over himself.
Yeah.
There was that one guy, and I'm sure that's the thought process behind it, right? It's like, I'm going to rile this whole crowd up, and they're going to be cheering for me.
I'm about to have my Tony yeah. Danza moment.
Tony Danza.
I mean, this wasn't our Tony Danza moment, but we tried, you guys.
We're sports guys
We're
now.
Sports guys.
We're sports guys.
Amor.
Ipas.
Thanks for hanging in there.
I had a mid burp, dude. I was mid burp. You want to do it again?
See you next
Let's
week.
Do it again. Let's do it again. Come on, in unison. I'm telling you, dude, that burp still there.
All right, cool JL.
I want to listen to Hold On. Let's go out on this.
All right, fine.
Because it's better than all that.
Yeah. I can cut that off.
Our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip hop.
Yeah, Bob.
LLJ Cool J.
Amor.
By the way,
E-pass.
You people are sick.